Okay, hello and welcome to the second episode of Talkboard. We are here with the Dynastic team. I am your host, my co-host, Jamie Bishop is here.
Hey.
And we are joined by Aiden.
Hello.
Justin.
Hello.
And Eric.
Hi.
Also, there is a mild to light chance of Jose later in the evening, but we cannot guarantee anything just yet. So let's get on to the first topic, shall we?
Yeah, so what got you into jailbreaking?
I'll go first. I got into jailbreaking because of a friend of mine who had a Cylinder on his phone, and I saw that. I was like, yes, I want that. And I installed it on my device, and voila, I'm here now, and I've jailbroken every iOS since 6, I want to say. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's me. What about you guys?
I guess I'll go next. I think I told the story last time I was on Talkboard, but long story short. Mm-hmm. One of my friends had, you know, the Android pattern lock, I think it was called Android lock screen or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he had that on his iPod Touch, and I was like, oh, I want that. And then turns out you have to be jailbroken, and my dad was like, no, don't. And then long story, or several years later, I made a PowerPoint to convince him, and then here I am.
Oh yeah, I remember the PowerPoint story.
Yeah, that's the PowerPoint story.
Why didn't you ignore him?
Well, you see, my dad at the time was the one that was paying for my devices and also had the ability to confiscate them.
Fair enough.
So eventually I bought my own iPod with my own money, and he still had the ability to confiscate them. So I was like, here's a PowerPoint that shows you all the reasons why I should be allowed to jailbreak. And he was like, I am convinced, and then I jailbroke.
That's theft.
All right.
But yeah, So was that your favorite tweak anyway?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I actually never got it. That's the tweak that got me into jailbreaking, but by the time that I showed up, I was no longer interested in that one. The first tweak I installed was Dreamboard.
Oh, same. I used a macOS theme with Dreamboard.
I tried to use Dreamboard and it bootlooped my phone. So I uninstalled it, and then my first used tweak was probably like, I actually don't remember, but it was probably like Winterboard or something like that.
Aiden, how about you?
Pretty much like the same story that I think like every single person with like community has.
Yeah.
It's like you see a friend, like I had a friend that had like an iPod Touch, and they had like Barrel Cylinder, like that, I don't know what it was called like back then. It was one of those two.
Yeah.
Like the home screen animations, like they had stuff like that. There was another tweak that like you could like literally unfold your lock screen, like instead of like sliding to unlock, it was unfold to unlock.
Mm-hmm.
And like that was really cool.
I missed that tweak. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I had the one that like when you turn your screen off, it would be like a TV, like an old TV. And
whatever happened to those tweaks anyway? Didn't they make new versions for both of those like a few years ago and then?
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's a few years ago. I want that on 12. Why is that not a thing on 12?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. But
true.
What about you? What's your jailbreaking?
So, I was at a family function. I was like 6. I had my first iPod, and this guy. I was not 6. I was like 9 or 10. one of our family friends. He was super smart and into technology. He came over and he was at the function and he just like grabbed my iPod and whipped out his laptop and jailbroke it and gave it back to me. And I was like, what did you do? And he was like, don't do piracy, and walked away. And I was just kind of like left there with Studio to just like learn what to do.
Why does this man sound like the jailbreaking equivalent of Batman? Like he just runs around jailbreaking.
He sounds like God.
He just runs around like he jailbreaks people's phones and then he walks away. Just, and his catchphrase is "Don't do piracy."
Back in the day, you used to be able to pay people to jailbreak your phone. So maybe he used to do that, and he was like, "Eric, his family friend, let's do it for free."
I took £20. Did you actually? I took £20 off someone in my year to jailbreak their phone.
I was nice, so I would jailbreak people's phones for free. But
wow, if you can do something,
you actually set up a station after school and be like, if you want to jailbreak your phone, just plug it in and I'll jailbreak it. It's all
yeah.
Right.
See, for me, I would use like I had like there's this one girl in my class and like grade 8 who
this
had
is a sad story.
For some reason like I think she broke her other phone, which was like a 4S or something. This was in like 2014. And she got an iPhone 3G instead as the replacement. And I was like, oh my. But it was on one of the firmwares that could be jailbroken but jailbreak me. And she was like, I don't remember why she wanted to jailbreak, but eventually she was like, can you jailbreak my phone? And I was like, okay.
Probably and then I just, be real.
No, there was an actual reason. I just can't remember. It had to do with the fact that her phone was so old because it was a 3G and she needed a new feature. I can't remember what it was.
But, she had the free app store.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I told her about that for obvious reasons. She wasn't very technologically inclined. She was just missing features from her more recent phone.
Oh, I shouldn't say this, but wasn't it called like or something?
Oh, yeah. So I'll have to cut that out of the podcast.
I totally didn't use that. I definitely did not use that.
Don't pirate things, guys. I highly do not condone it.
As the infamous jailbreak man once said to Eric, don't do piracy.
Don't do piracy.
Yeah, just to be clear, Talkboard does not endorse piracy.
Yes, and neither do we.
Did I tell you guys a story about how one of my apps got pirated and I was really not happy?
No.
Oh, no.
So I probably told Aiden this at some point, but I had an app called Speed Math a couple years ago. And basically what it was like you just do mental math for fun and whatever. And like you got one mode for free, but then there wasn't like an in-app purchase. It's like the get the other modes and the settings and blah, blah, blah. So I wake up one day and I have a surprising number of downloads from China. And I'm like, So I go onto the leaderboards and I see that in the paid game modes, there are more people in those game modes than there have been people that paid for the app. So I was like, And there was like thinking emoji. And then over the course of the next few months, I got ridiculous numbers of downloads from China compared to the disproportionate anyway. And so now there's a lot more people in the other game modes because I didn't protect my in-app purchase. So now I protect my IAPs, but learned my lesson that time.
Interesting.
So yeah, don't do piracy. It's not nice and developers get hurt.
Talkboard endorses this message.
Yes.
Talkboard
so
doesn't endorse piracy.
So does Dynastic.
On to the next question. What is your greatest influence when you're making things, when you're doing things? Doesn't necessarily have to be a jailbreak developer, but just who is it?
Oh, can I go first?
Go for it.
For me, two people, like two things. So Apple and Aiden.
Cutie pies you.
No, it's true. Because when you make tweaks, like you want them to feel like they're part of the OS, right?
Mm.
Like that's how people have the best experience. And I think the best person that does that is Aiden.
Also, if we could get hashtag null betas trending on Twitter to promote this ship, that would be great.
I think it's like Jamie Panhusen now.
It's Jaden. That's your ship name.
Jaden?
Oh, actually, that's
that worked. Yeah. That's a real name, you know that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I didn't know we were doing ship names, but okay.
It's Jaden. Yeah, you guys are Jaden now.
80 now.
Honestly, I have to also say Aiden's biggest influence because it's like you make things and then he makes things and his is way better and you're like, oh, maybe I should do that next time. Also, fun fact, Aiden has taught me a lot of what I know about coding. Like the amount of times that like I've pulled up with a project and I'm like, Aiden, can you look at this? And he opens it and he's like, wow, that code is horrible. And then he fixes it and the next time I don't do horrible things anymore because he showed me how to do it properly.
So, this is going to slowly turn into an Aiden circle, Jack, because mine is also Aiden. Like, you literally, Aiden can tell you himself how many times I've sent him like something that looks garbage down and he's gotten it to the point where it's actually presentable. I think here's a good example, Aiden. You remember the Gesto thing?
Yes.
Do you remember how bad that looked originally?
Yes.
Yeah, it was just atrocious. And then I'm also working on a thing now, and let me just say I would not be able to figure out what I was doing if I didn't have like Aiden on like the ability to iMessage Aiden. I would have just
we're plugging
it.
Our own projects. Myself and Eric are working on a Pastebin alternative that you should totally check out.
I'm working speaking on of the... Eric, who's your influence?
Hello. Who's my influence?
Yeah, if you say Aiden, I may have to kill you.
It's Aiden.
Okay.
I'm gonna officially let you guys know now. The episode title will probably now be the Aiden Circle Jerk episode.
Not a circle jerk.
It's actually true though. Like, I mean,
it's a circle jerk,
like,
but it's a justified circle jerk.
Yeah.
Like, other than Aiden though, Apple is a pretty big influence too. Because I mean, first of all, it's their product, so you want to make your tweets fit in as best as you can with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the human interface guidelines and whatnot. So Apple is definitely up there as well.
Yep. Do you watch some influences? Of the like WWDC talks on just like stuff that they've changed? Like the one I really liked was designing fluid interfaces. The one that they released after the iPhone X.
Yeah, I haven't like watched any of them because they're kind of long. But like a lot of times there'll be like a summarized version of it.
Yeah,
that I'll read.
If you do listen to any of them, or watch any of them, I would definitely recommend designing fluid interfaces.
Yeah, I might have to do that at some point. But like a lot of them are like 40 minutes long, and I'm like, eh. Yeah.
The thing is with that talk is like it's kind of irrelevant with Swift UI now.
No, like a lot of it was just like little details. Like I don't think it was like that code based.
Yeah,
so a lot of it like still.
But it's really enlightening to see like how
the fluid UI talk. It was on about like I thought that was the talk about like countable interactions and like how you can like
yeah.
It was like one where they like showed like all the iPhone X gestures and they're like you can swipe up and like open
yeah.
Swift UI
does that automatically now though, like those types of things.
I mean, yeah,
if you set the animation type to fluid,
yeah, you don't have to use Swift UI though. That's the thing.
Of course not.
Yeah.
How do you guys find Swift UI so far? I haven't tried it.
It's so cool.
I haven't tried it that much either. Like I tried it in beta 1 and like my Mac did not work at all. So
right.
Like yeah, because that's the thing. I'm still on Mojave and like a lot of the features like the live updating or whatever don't work. And my main phone is on iOS 12 jailbroken. So I'm a little bit disadvantaged as far as Swift UI comes.
Well, I mean, now would be the perfect time to ask ETA iOS 13 jailbroke.
Tomorrow.
Oh, when ETA?
Tomorrow.
Wait, do you want to
flex every week?
Honestly,
Flux jailbreak?
Can we get Flux back?
Do you know the Flux jailbreaks? Like, one of these days, we're actually going to make one that works and everyone
that works
is going to get it.
Can you do me a favor? Can you please do me a favor? Mm-hmm. If you release a Flux jailbreak that works, do it as, like, the same way that you do all of the
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
This has already been agreed upon. We've already agreed that
okay,
if we end up making a real Flux,
maybe
it will rickroll
like,
you first.
Like,
or it'll rickroll you while jailbreaking and everyone's going to be like, pretty nerd, they trolled us again. Happy New Year. And then they'll
and then
restart
some
the
like,
phone
wait.
And Cilio will be installed. And they're like, wait, hold up, what?
Honestly,
bleep that now.
iOS 13 doesn't change that much for jailbreaking, like, by the look of it. It just makes exploitation harder. Like,
I mean,
I won't go into how it does that, but they've patched a way that most exploits work. So exploits are going to need to be rewritten completely. Like, they're going to have to use new techniques, so.
I mean, do you think we'll see a lot of people just, like, drop their exploits when 13 is released?
I think the thing is, there's always going to be people releasing, like, end-day exploits. Like, EMB and, like, Project Zero, they're always going to release, like, exploits because they want to get people into, like, security research. So, like,
yeah.
it's a pretty sustainable solution relying on them, I guess. But it's not really that long-term.
Yeah. Right. So, and finally... Who inspires the man who inspires everyone?
I thought I was never going to get asked. Okay, so this is a bit awkward because I answered this question like last week on like the talk word episode died.
You know
that we
do?
Don't mention.
You know what you should do? You should just say yourself. That would be great.
I was thinking about it. But that's just well, yeah, obviously myself.
Who's your greatest influence? Myself.
Yeah.
Well, is that something I would say?
No, but, like, one of them I answered was, like, Jamie, because, like, as I was, like, just messing around with, like, app development and stuff, he was like, hey, look at this tweak I made. And then I was like, how do I do that? And then, like, I tried overnight, and he, like, died, even though he was supposed to be awake.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for, like, a week, I was just, like, DMing him, why doesn't this work? Why doesn't this work? Why doesn't this work?
That's literally Jamie every night. He's, like,
yeah.
In bed by, like,
okay,
11.
The thing is, like, me and Aiden, we met, like, because of iOS sideloading the subreddit, I merged, like, sideloaded with his subreddit. And, like, it was really early in the morning when, like, he finally got back to me and was like, oh, yeah, we should actually do this. And then we made a Slack.
Yes, that's how we met.
Yeah.
Good times. But yeah, basically he just like disappeared for a week as I was trying to like figure out how to jailbreak, but he's definitely the influence for how I got into it. But then it's like,
with the Windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that worked. That's good. So it was Jamie, I believe another one you said was Curb, no?
Yes. He's kind of like one of the like the only people left that I feel like just knows everything possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has that sort of like, he's been here for like a long time. He like maintains Theos. He's really knowledgeable. So
yeah. Kind of like Zorik, right?
Except he's still here. Oh. And he doesn't speak in paragraphs every time he talks. That's okay if he wants to express himself that way.
Can I just say, if you have a Reddit account dedicated to shortening your Reddit messages, then you should probably reevaluate how you write your Reddit messages.
I mean, he needs to reevaluate how he writes his code as well.
Oh, we're getting into dangerous territory here, Jamie. Right, yes. So it was Curb, Null, and you said there was another one, no?
There was. Justin said it too, like Apple, like how they design everything, their whole aesthetic, like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. On to the next question. How was Dynastic born? So you guys have already spoken about how you met, but how did that go from merging two separate subreddits about sideloading apps? How did that become? We should become a development team and we should call ourselves Dynastic. And go on.
Okay, so before like this jailbreak Discord, there was actually a jailbreak Slack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And
that was,
yeah, it didn't have many members, but like there were some people on it that were a bit into development. They weren't like, they weren't really making tweaks or anything though.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we had other Justin, I think his name, I forgot his name, that sounds so bad to ask.
Inferior Justin.
But no, I'm pretty sure there was another Justin.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, and there was like Clone Clasher and stuff, and they made a theme. And
yeah, like because like, they were all mods on like the combined subreddit. Like we eventually like got them to become mods because
Clone Clasher is still a mod.
Getting people to do your work for you for free is the best.
Yeah, we still love Clone Clasher.
He still pops up in the beta server every now and then. So you were saying about
So they were like moderators. They came back from like time to time, like nowadays, but like back then, like they were working on a theme called Quartzy, I think.
Yeah, that was a sick theme too.
It actually looks really nice. I feel like it gets like, I think even someone else has like started to like remake it, like not associated with them too. But like the other guy that makes it, I don't know if his first name is public, so I'm just not going to say it. He changes like his username like every month, so like I have no idea if it's him or not. So basically they like formed Dynastic and then like it was called Dynastic Development at the time. But it was, we made themes and then we had like all these other things coming. Like we had a package manager called Aurora and it actually got pretty far.
And it was fully written in Swift as well.
Yes. Wow. And then that died.
Cause we realized this was back in the days of Swift 1 as well.
It was like, I think it was like 2 at the time though, right?
Okay, it was like early Swift.
It might have been 3. I think 3 was in beta. So we used 2. Yeah. But then we decided we didn't want to have to deal with that, so we just never released it. That was it. And then, like, randomly, like, a year later, why don't we actually do something with this? And then we built canvas.place, which is a site that used to be called Place 2.0, and basically, you, like, place colors anywhere, and it's, like, this collaborative canvas that everybody builds stuff.
It's still running as well.
Yeah, surprisingly.
I still get pings like once in a while from like one guy that like.
There's a guy that was really angry yesterday because like he was asking where is RGB.
Yeah, so basically,
not there anymore.
It like has like a defined set of colors you can use, and like you could donate to get more colors, like all of like the entire like RGB, like every color. But then we disabled donations because like we're not maintaining the site. We don't want to take people's money and like have them expect us to, right? Like we felt bad about that. And that's been like that for a year. So like now everyone that wants to like use those colors is kind of like pissed off. They're like, how do we get those colors? Other people that donated have them. And like, we would give them to those people, but then I feel like the people that donated would feel bad about themselves. So
yeah. And then we made,
I mean,
we made Melody.
Just to jump in. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you'd be okay doing it for the same reasons that it's okay with what you did with ultrasound.
Yeah, actually, when I said that, that popped into my head, and I was like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But, and then, like, yeah, Melody came out, like, a month later. Like, we announced it. I took, like, a month hiatus from, like, development for no particular reason. Then I did the rest of Melody in, like, one night, and it was great.
And then, yeah, I remember that. Okay, and, like, minutes before the Melody beta sign-up was, like, meant to go live, we were still coding the beta sign-up system.
Oh,
wow. Oh, yeah. This is how we operate.
Yeah, it's as someone who's seen the inside of Dynastic, it is pretty incredible how, like, down to the wire things get.
Oh, and then this is when Dynastic Repo was born as well.
Oh, yeah. So we needed, like, a way to distribute to, like, only a certain group of people. So we had people put their UDIDs in. But all the other software that could do this, like, it was terrible, honestly.
Yeah, so we built Dynastic Repo.
But it was terrible as well. So
yeah, and then we rewrote it like a year later.
Yeah, so then we rewrote it completely with like Dynastic accounts as a separate system, that sort of thing, and that's where we are today with everything.
If you ever want to know,
and that's what we really should look on.
If you ever want to know how something gets created for Dynastic, it's because either Jamie or Aiden wants to do something, they look it up and they realize, hey, this is actually kind of terrible, and they make their own way of doing it. It's literally how like every Dynastic product is born. It's amazing.
Maybe not the tweet, actually.
It's my favorite one. No, that's not Dynastic, but it's my favorite.
Birdbath. We changed the name because...
Oh, yeah. No, my bad. Birdbath. Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And then the... like the... was it the Ghostman alternative that you're making now?
Yeah, it's because, like, we feel that privacy and, like, encryption is like, something you should have, like, by default, if possible, and I don't see a reason why, like, Paste shouldn't be encrypted, so, or can't be encrypted, so we're going to make it. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, and I kind of agree with your point as well, because, like, for example, when you were looking for a podcast hosting site,
yeah,
like, I looked at them all, and I was like, oh, this is all shit, so I was literally going to make my own.
Yeah, there was a point where I had to literally like try to convince these guys not to make a custom podcasting like workflow, and I was just like, this is fine, let's just use one that already exists.
It's just an RSS feed though.
Yeah, I don't know,
like,
but
it's not like complicated, it's just like the platforms for doing it are pretty
okay. Well, I mean, if you guys want to do it, I would be willing to switch to it, but what you would have to do is you would have to work out how the Spotify implementation works, because that's not just an RSS feed.
I'll Google it now.
You'd have to figure out how I mean, this is probably fairly easy, but analytics.
This is also how derailed like our internal like group chats get as well.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, actually, Justin,
it's in beta. Spotify for podcasters is in beta.
Oh, rip. Oh, by the way,
it literally is just an RSS feed.
Oh. Anyway, wait, hold on, Justin.
Yep.
You know how I gave you analytics data to the podcast, like access?
Analytics data.
Like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever looked at it?
No, I have not.
You know, it tells you like what user, like what like agents people are using to listen to the podcast. Like it will tell you what device people are using.
Mm.
Like it's fairly insane. And our highest number of listeners, like unique listeners, is from Honolulu, which kind of blew my mind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's that was cool, just action. Yeah.
We're popular over there.
But yeah, okay. I feel like we're kind of getting sidetracked. Right.
So, I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Here's a question I've always wanted to ask, but I figure doing it in the podcast is probably a better idea.
Doing it publicly.
Yeah. Where did the name come from?
Oh.
It's the most random thing.
Go for it.
Yeah, I think it was just, it's not like a random name generator sort of thing, but like somebody had it in their head and they just, I don't even know who it is at this point.
But yeah, it wasn't random, like, it wasn't randomly generated, but...
Yeah, no, the weird thing, too, is, like, as far as, like, modern Dynastic goes, like, the people that actually make stuff, most of the people that, like, were there and, like, when we first started out are, like, gone. Whoever, like, was actually had the idea to, like, form a group, like, they're gone.
Yeah, they went a long time ago.
So, like, I guess... Well, like that, when I refer to like modern Dynastic, like the people that actually make stuff, I guess like we're the three founders, like me, Eric, and Jamie. But like that's because that's when we actually like, started using the name. Because before that, it was like we literally had not released a single thing. And, like everyone else was already gone at that point. But like, yeah.
Also, fun fact. Oh, my bad.
Thing. Like fun facts.
But yeah, so fun fact about internal dynastic workings. Our off-topic group chat, like the one not used for dynastic.
Yeah, he's silent now.
So, Eric, are you okay?
I muted him.
Nice.
He said no. Oof. Okay, so stop. Our like off-topic like dynastic chat, the one that isn't used for like actual dynastic operations, originally started as the group chat planning like Flux 3 or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And it was just, it was me, Aiden, and Jamie, and I wasn't in dynastic at the time, but it was just us planning Flux 3. And then after a while they added Jose and then Eric.
Jose had the idea essentially for it was
oh yeah, that's where that came from.
HomePod
Flux. And then it was the exact same people in both the dynastic chat and our other chat, and then eventually they invited me to dynastic, and then they invited Jose to dynastic, and now both are dynastic chats. Yay.
Yes, now they're the exact same, except one is just like
one is like serious and the other one is people spamming memes and pictures of me with bananas on my head.
Yep.
No, that's just
interesting.
You.
Yeah, no, you're the person who does that. That's your thing.
Wait, hang on, let me send another one.
Oh my god, he's actually going. Jesus.
Stop.
Oh yeah, you know, shameless plug for Aiden though. Adhesive, amazing app, splendid.
It is so good.
Can I just say,
it's so good.
Can I just say, like, I was using one of Aiden's apps before I really knew who he was. Once I knew who he was, like, it just clicked. I was like, this app really couldn't have been made by anyone else.
Ouch.
Yeah, no, it's
that's a good thing.
That bad, really?
Yeah, that's either like a really good insult or a really good compliment.
No, it's a compliment. Take it as a compliment.
Oh, okay. Because I'm your inspiration.
I mean, if I wanted to insult you, I would have said the app is reveal timer, like the original reveal timer.
Adhesive is so good that I told my sister to get it, and she was like, "I'm broke, so I just bought her a copy and gifted it to her because I was just like, you need to have this."
I'm fairly certain I've gifted three copies.
That's the only app. That's good. Adhesive is the only App Store app that I have ever gifted to anybody.
Does COTL use it?
No, I need to get
them
on it.
They're all broke as well.
Mate, you have to get them using it.
So, should we explain what COTL is?
No, I think it's a
CTL. We haven't explained ISAC.
Unexplained.
Because it gets complicated. There's too many group chats now.
Yeah, there's a lot of like history.
Like my IRL.
We need to merge them both. Let's be honest.
One day.
Well, like I was waiting for Jamie to give consent, then I have to add ask the Coddle people if they want to have a merge.
Okay,
group
chat Jamie, give consent now, please.
No.
Why? God, we never do anything fun.
It's because I'm boring.
It's why nobody loves you.
Yeah, true.
This is why you're a cricket addict.
It's a good sport, okay? It's better than baseball.
That's not a metric. That's
a pretty low bar.
That's like me saying chlamydia is better than cancer. Like it's not
debatable.
Wow, that escalated.
Like saying cricket is better than baseball. That's a nothing statement.
Okay, it's a good sport, and I'll force you to watch it if I ever see you.
Like, it could be, you could have, like, competitive f***ing, and it would be better than f***ing baseball.
Rip baseball. But, I mean, no, baseball's fun to watch if you're, like, if you're physically there, but, like, if you're watching it on TV,
Yeah.
No, I've been to my fair share of Blue Jays games, because I'm from Toronto. So, I mean, like, baseball games IRL are fun. Especially if you go with friends, like if you're going alone, that's gotta be boring. But like, obviously, go with people.
Oh, yeah.
But if you go with like family or friends or whatever, it's pretty fun. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
Okay. So we talk about the future of Dynastic then, beyond jailbreaking.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's such a tough question.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Exciting. Well.
I mean, does one of you want to talk about it, or are you just going
to
say
something? I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say.
We have a lot of stuff planned. We're not sure exactly, like...
Okay, I feel like we let Aiden talk, and we follow his lead.
Yes, okay, so what I'm allowed to say.
Yes, we have a lot of stuff planned. this, like, there's a lot of stuff that's like really close to being done, and then like it just kind of took a backseat to like fixing other things.
Yes.
Some tweaks. We have some stuff beyond jailbreaking too that we can't say much about yet, but it's going to be really cool. The thing we do is we have a lot of ideas, and like we kind of start like prototyping them, and then we just like kill them off if we hate them. So that's like how we iterate on things and like come up with new ideas. So like if we talk about anything, like there's a chance like it just doesn't ever exist.
Cough, cough, sound bleed.
But like there are some tweaks that like are coming soon, and we have a lot of like stuff planned for after jailbreaking that we are excited to show you eventually.
And we're incorporating Dynastic soon as well. So
this is true.
That is something that happens. We now have an office.
Do we have our unit number yet?
And yeah,
but, no, we have an office in downtown Toronto.
I was going to say once the incorporation happens, paid developer support should be a thing, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. So paid
as well as you
heard
not
it.
Using PayPal.
You heard it here, guys. Paid developer support for Dynastic ETA-san.
Oh yeah, we're switching
for other payment providers.
Yes. Yeah, we're switching to Stripe, so you'll get Apple Pay support as well and things like that.
We've actually had like code done for that for so long, and then we've just been like working on like
we're just waiting. Like
I guess legal issue.
I'll take the blame for the Stripe stuff because I was moving, so I didn't have an address, and then when I moved, turns out I can't like run a business.
So we bought an office.
So we bought an office, but now we're waiting for those guys to send us our unit number because they haven't done that, so I can finish the application.
Yeah, we need to buy furniture and stuff.
Justin, let's go visit our office. We'll take a train
like,
back.
If I come back to Toronto at some point, then we should go do that.
Can I book a flight to Toronto?
Guys, just come to Ottawa.
Can I book a flight to Toronto?
Oh yeah, he's actually coming
the Dynastic money and call it a business expense.
Or
yeah,
business expenses.
Oh, yeah, please.
Out of the business PayPal.
We have like just enough for that. Okay.
Fly me and Jamie out, and Eric can drive.
Yeah,
we'll just drive Dynastic like 2 days. PayPal, I need you.
After we've blown all of the budget on plane tickets, Eric has to be the entertainment.
Are we just gonna leave like Jose in Mexico?
Yeah.
No, we're gonna bring him in because he's still at Best Buy. No.
You're forgetting, Jamie. Jose is Operations International. It's his job to be in Mexico while this is happening.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Jose.
No, but if we have a full Dynastic meetup, we actually need Jose because I don't know where he's at right now, but Jose is Bay.
Jose is at Best Buy.
That's what he is.
Still at Best Buy? He's been at Best Buy for 4 hours.
Are you sure he just doesn't know how to...
Jose's at the mall. He's eating.
I wanted to say that.
Ooh, can we talk about some non-Dynastic projects that are from Dynastic members, such as Eric and Jamie's Pastebin alternative?
Wow, that thing we haven't already mentioned like 3 times? Yeah, sure. Is there anything else other than the bin stuff that I'm missing for non-Dynastic stuff that Dynastic people
do? We have Jellyfish. Jellyfish update just came out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Here's a question for you, right? So,
yeah.
Jellyfish was released before you were part of Dynastic, right?
No.
No.
I don't believe so. I think we were working on it. Was it?
Yeah, it came out like March. And like later that month, I think it was like Justin.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was pretty close. So yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like a few weeks. So why didn't it become a Dynastic product? Do you not guys not feel it is a Dynastic product?
That one in priority. Like we physically met up for that. So usually when we physically meet up, we just try to finish everything in one night and then release it as a Justin Aiden project.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
And like. Speaking in other ways too, like the main like distinction, I guess, between the like I had tweaks of my own as well, ultrasound, which is now free, but like a large part of that is like where the money goes, like whether it funds Dynastic Repo or it funds like our lives.
Justin's cocaine addiction.
No, that's not what I meant.
I'm kidding about that.
Do you think that will change when you incorporate? Do you think you'll be able to brand stuff as Dynastic and still have it the money route properly?
Well, it's not like because it's improper. It's just like we're keeping like the Dynastic projects when we make them. We're like this money is set aside for this. Like we have like a lot of money set aside to like maintain our like Dynastic repo and that sort of thing
and
as long as we can.
Yeah.
Yes, that too. Like everything just needed to like actually operate as a business.
Mm.
We're saving up money for that separately, but we also do need to live. So that's just the easiest way for us to like divide that without actually paying out. Individually,
I can't talk for anybody else's projects, but for like my personal projects and joint projects compared to the Dynastic projects, I feel like the Dynastic ones are like bigger and like just bigger operations in general, while mine are stuff like clean home screen and I mean with Jellyfish. So that would be a little bit smaller.
Like, we have like one.
Like, Sherlock is huge.
Yeah, there's another one too. Like,
oh yeah, the new one. Can we talk about that?
Oh, yeah. This is cool.
Can we say the name. Did you decide on that?
We're not calling it. We're calling it. No.
No, it's.
You can only say one of the names, okay?
I'm editing.
If you say too many names, I'll figure it out.
Can I just say two names now.
Can I just say,
Justin, I'm editing out any reference to thanks.
Okay.
Hey,
anyways,
this is censorship. Okay.
Back to the topic.
Every time you say that word, I'm just going to like bleep it.
No.
But yeah, coming soon.
Here's a question. Okay, Jamie, here's a question for you. Do you think in the foreseeable future there will be a tweak released under, like, by Jamie Bishop, not like a Dynastic thing?
No.
No?
Really?
I need the money, to be honest, but no.
Oof. Yeah, it's expensive, man.
Really expensive.
Wait, in the UK, do you guys have to, like, do you guys get the free tuition stuff that we hear about from Europe, or do you guys...
Free tuition?
We have to pay.
Okay, so same as here. Wait, how much is it, like, for
the current? Okay, like, let me put it to you this way. Before the current government...
A lot.
Before the current government, we got given a grant to live out.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, not
and
that
then,
not.
And then when the Yo, current government
Ford.
Came in...
Doug Ford fucks up.
Yeah, when the current government came in, they decided to make that a loan instead. So you went from to paying it back with interest.
Nice.
To be fair, the interest is like nothing.
I mean, I'm just curious, how much is it per semester? So I just want to compare it to...
I'll give you an example for mine. My course is $7,500 a semester. And then
In pounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my...
Pretty rough.
My half... My accommodation is $6,500.
Oh wow!
That comes out to a lot more expensive altogether.
Yep.
Yeah, because like for me, my tuition, just tuition by itself, is about $5,500 Canadian a semester.
You will literally pay yourself $50,000 in debt going to uni here.
Per semester, sir.
Tuition is like $10,000 a year.
$5,500 per semester.
Oh okay.
Yeah. Like, and then housing depends where you live, because you can, if you live with roommates, it can go down to like $500 a month. If you live on residence, it can go up to like $1,500 a month. So it depends where you live.
You can rent like a smaller, like a really nice house for like $1,500 a month here.
Nice.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you live in like a sort of questionable quality apartment with like 600 roommates, you can get it for like $500 a month. But if you live by yourself in like a big apartment, whatever, it can go sky high. Like, depends on your budget.
Like, you can literally rent like a 6-bedroom house for like $1,500 a month here.
Ooh,
oh wow!
Why?
And then split it like six ways. That's pretty solid.
Anyway,
tuition. Let's just use this to slowly segue into the next topic. What is the worst thing you have made, each of you?
Justin and I will answer together.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
we can say it at the same time.
I was just saying, I want Jamie to go first.
Okay. Justin. Oh wait, no, Jamie can go first. Actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we'll coordinate it via iMessage. Okay.
Literally everything I made is like bad.
Self-deprecating.
Nice.
It's true.
Oh, okay, Jamie. Even if you say everything you've made is bad, you must have something where you look at it and you're like, "Why the fuck did I make this?"
Okay, can I give you a list?
Go for it.
Okay, TSS say that the code for it is like shocking.
Okay.
iOS beta, the app thing, it's shit.
Okay.
Wait, what else? Oh, I literally made an app that like respring Springboard.
Yep. Weren't you working on a Pornhub thing at one point?
Oh no, that's the best thing I've made.
When is that coming out? Like, we've been waiting for like a year.
For what?
I just abandoned it, but like the API is terrible, so I was gonna have to scrape Pornhub to make it work. Wait.
The websites to scrape, I don't think Pornhub would be the best one. You don't
know
what you're
buying.
It's an app because Jamie saw an opportunity there. That's the only reason.
Don't forget to put in-app purchases.
Just a reminder. Yeah, I should charge. Just a reminder. He's not old enough to access that site.
Wait, I need to get the ID. Like, oh, they scrapped that, didn't they? But like, the UK government introduced this law where you had to buy a form pack.
Isn't in the UK? Wait, Jamie, correct this for me. In the UK, isn't it 21 and over, or is that a US thing?
I don't know.
For what?
For watching for pornography? It? Yeah.
It's 18.
Do I look like I follow the law?
Well, clearly not. You tried to make an app for a website you can't access.
I don't know the law.
Yes. I mean, to be fair, like the drinking age in Canada is 19, and I made a drinking game app when I was 17.
Well, I mean, you and think nobody that's bad, Twitter jam Jamie? Do you want to explain?
That's true. I was drinking age that,
thing. Do you want to explain all the your age thing in the UK?
Yeah, okay, I'll explain drinking age. Here, you can drink in your house. It's fine. You can drink when you're 5 in your house. There's no age limit.
I think that's pretty sense. Much like the law everywhere, because like the police aren't going to like bust down your door and be like, stop.
Well,
they could though.
You're under, okay, yeah, technically.
They could. And like if the cops bust the party over here, then
if you're in public eating a meal, from the age of 16, you're allowed to have one pint with it.
You have to have an adult with you.
Yeah.
That purchased the meal.
Yep.
Wow. So you can't just like.
So if you.
You can't just go to like a pub, buy a meal, and then ask for a drink with it. You have to have an adult.
Somebody buys it for you and then runs away.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. There's no issue with that. That's completely within the law.
Wait, have you watched In Between Us, Aaron?
I have, yes, but not for a while.
Okay. So there's an episode where they're in the pub, right? And then they want drink and their fake ID gets turned away.
Mm-hmm.
So they pay this, they try and buy a dinner to get like the drink with it. And then the bartender wouldn't do it because they weren't adults. So then they paid a guy sitting in the bar to order them like a dinner so they could get the drink.
Right. Aiden, Justin, do you guys want to go with what the worst thing you've ever made is?
Okay, ready?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Priority updates.
That was that, so that was nice. You guys
that
like,
was off sync.
Yeah, it was beautiful. You guys are perfect.
Okay, you can just,
but yeah, no priority. I kind of liked priority. It was pretty solid. But then we didn't update it.
I used priority like once in my life. It was just.
I actually had it installed, and you know, I was actually going to update it for iOS, but then Jellyfish started becoming a thing, so I ended up working on that instead of the priority update.
Yeah,
just unfortunate, but
I think it still says launch sale.
Oh, yeah, there's a launch sale. You can get it for, like, what, 50% off or something like that?
It only launched, like, almost a year ago, so.
Yeah, it's, like, 11 months now. Wow.
Yeah. it's not a really big launch, you know? It's an important thing.
You know what? I might try to fix that at some point because now, like, I finished my physics exam and whatever, so after work, I'm pretty free. So maybe I'll try to update it.
All right. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to move straight to the community questions. If you guys have any questions, post them in the Talkboard channel and we will read them out loud and we will get everyone to answer them. So is Golden Ring, as Swaggo says, is Golden Ring still releasing at some point ever?
Okay. I'm going to take this.
Is it no?
So Golden Rings is a game which is like Flappy Bird, except inverted. Like you avoid the pipes in Flappy Bird. Here you have a ring, you have to jump into it. That's basically it.
Yeah.
We, like, December, like, 2016, that's a very long time ago. We made it, had a test flight beta, we tried to submit it to the App Store, and they're like, your app icon is too dark, and they just kept, like, giving us these, like, silly reasons for rejection, and eventually we just, like, gave up on it, and we wanted to do, like, a ton of improvements, like, but we just wanted to get, like, one version out in the App Store, like, a...
I mean, you know what? I can make a new icon and then.
I don't even like at this point. Like, do we even want to have to maintain that?
I mean, we can. Well,
honestly, we can do something. It's not a priority.
I'll make an icon. I'll make it. Like, it'll be fun.
Like, I'm gonna be completely like honest. Yeah. Like, I don't understand like the because there are actually like a surprising amount of people that like still after 3 years want that game.
Wasn't there an Apple Watch version too?
There was, but like even with that, I don't see like the huge appeal of it. It was fun.
It was pretty fun. I don't know. It was pretty fun.
It's not unique. Probably not. Swaggo, but
unfortunate.
Okay. Possibly. Jamie, do you want to take the next question? That seems like your domain.
His Discord crash.
RIP.
So okay. Well,
so I assume when you say,
wait, let's just put on the hold music until Jamie rearrives.
Do we have hold music?
Or is I'll edit some in. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Why not just?
It's gonna be the finest royalty free hold music.
Back.
Hello. Discord crashed.
Ah, there you go.
Anyway, Golden Rings as well. Like, the code is terrible. So even if we wanted to release it, it'd have to be rewritten.
This is another example of me doing things. Anyways,
yeah, Jamie.
No, it wasn't you though. Like, we hacked it together. Like, and then I migrated it to Swift 4, and it was like massive changes, and it was just screwed up then. And then it doesn't support the safe area because like it doesn't have like an easy way of doing that.
Didn't we like make a nice way of doing that or no?
We never made it. Because we never followed like API changes, so it doesn't like work on like basically every like all the new devices. And then even like the digital crown support's like fucked now.
Anyways, so there's another question by
Jack says, is Dynastic currently hiring?
No.
I'll take this one. Basically, the way we do we look for new members is we post our form that has like all the questions, and if we think you're interesting and we want to like get to know more about you, we'll like reach out to you. But we haven't actually reached out to anyone yet, not because they're bad, just it's kind of taking a backseat to everything else we're doing. And like I get a lot of people asking me like if we're rejecting, like if we're going to send out any rejections or stuff, and we're not, because we don't do it that way either. It's more of like a rolling thing. Like, just if we see anyone interesting, we'll like reach out to them eventually. We're waiting a bit to like get all the candidates in. But even if you're not picked in like one round of this, like we might look at you next time, et cetera. Like, mm-hmm. So complicated answer to a pretty simple question, but,
short answer, no. Long answer, no.
Yeah. But like, again, I don't think I've said this publicly, but I am leaving Dynastic soon, so they will need more people. We already did when I was here.
Okay, so good thing soon. You dropped that agent, because now I can make the title clickbait.
Short answer, soon.
Aiden makes surprise announcement about Dynastic future. There you go, it's written already.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Right, does anyone else have any questions? Please post them in the Talkboard channel if you do.
Aiden, how long are you going to stay at Dynastic for?
I don't know.
It's we're counting in hours, not weeks.
Yep.
Okay. I did not realize it was that fast.
I thought everyone left, so I was about to be like, I don't know when they're going to, but I can't, so. Goodbye. Oof. Yeah, like, podcasts go off topic.
Yeah,
like,
because the thing, that's the thing about a podcast.
Less boring.
Yeah.
Okay, just cut the line.
What did you want us to say? Did you want us to spend like an hour saying, we host people's packages? Hi.
Yeah.
No,
I don't think
anyway,
it's
let me do it. Let me
we
do
also
it.
Make tweets.
Guys, let me do an official outro and then I can end the recording before it like corrupts or something. Anyway, I hope everyone enjoyed listening. We have things in the pipeline. What exactly? I can't say now, but I'm fairly certain you'll find it very interesting. Please listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and if you, for some reason, cannot access both, we have a separate link. All three links are available on my site at 23aaron.com. Cheeky self-plug. And thank you for listening, and see you guys later.